B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
To the Gap Band, right?
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for Morning Thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up!
Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
All right, so my morning thoughts. So I'm embroiled in these projects that I have a chance, right? I'm 0 for 1,000, right? But I'm getting closer and closer to actually making a quarter, right? Maybe I'll make 50 cents an hour after all the hours I put in writing. So this story, I have a huge call with somebody big coming up. And so this was a prep call that I was on late last night for 2.5 hours. And I woke up dreaming about the TV show I was in, that I'm doing. And I was living in a TV show. This is the show I'm creating about Philadelphia in the 70s. And it's like Game of Thrones, the criminal version. All right? And so I was getting shot at in the dream. In the dream.
Something weird about you and I.
Was
my first morning thought was a dream of mine last night.
Really? Were you getting shot at too?
Yes.
You got shot at too?
I watched. There's no Philadelphia sports last night, right?
Right.
So Christy and I watched 5 episodes of the Designated Survivor show that we've been watching.
Oh, you're all hooked on that.
Oh my God, I can't stop watching it. But every episode, there's not I'm finding out that every episode something new happens, right? It's not like Breaking Bad where, you know, they might have a strategic, slower episode to build up for the next one. Like, no, it's 100 miles per hour every single episode. And it's like the very beginning, there's no buildup. Like, right away, the big thing happens.
That was, Homeland was like that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I've heard a lot about it. I'm going to watch that one next. I had dreams as if I was in the Secret Service.
Yeah.
And every episode something happens.
We were in a TV show.
Yeah. Every episode I was in the Secret Service protecting Kiefer Sutherland and his wife.
Wow.
And because every episode something happens.
You would be a good Secret Service agent. You would.
Never thought that.
You would be a great Secret Service agent. I can totally see.
Maybe I already am one. I just can't tell you.
No, that's not. No. Secret Service agents are protect the president.
You're the president.
I don't think so. You're funny. That's bizarre. We both thought of that.
Yeah, both had dreams of getting shot at. Nice.
So then,
that's not even the worst morning thought I had. I'll tell you mine. Yeah, go ahead, give yours.
All right. And then my next thought.
I had a nightmare this morning.
My next one was, I go to check the phone, and it's a video, two videos from Massimo.
Okay.
One is a clip of a kid who's got a gigantic cockroach in his hand, and he smashes it and rubs it in the hair of another kid.
Nice.
And then the other video is of a kid who eats Pop Rocks. Down soda.
Soda with the Pop Rocks, yeah.
And you know what happened. Projectile vomits all over a window. A glass window. And
well, the theory was your head would blow up if you had the soda and the Pop Rocks, yeah.
So that's what my 7-year-old sent me as a wake-up present this morning.
And does he now want to attempt both? Is little Ant going to have a smashed cockroach on his head today? Yeah.
Little Ant's like baby Shaq. He's a big kid, right? And he gets bullied by his little brother, who's out of control.
Oh, that must have been a fun start to your day.
Yes. All right.
And I'm scared.
Who's scared?
And I think it's the Eagles just crushing me that's making me think this way. But Jimmy Shapiro, sends us odds all the time.
Yes.
And he sends us like the 2022 odds. And, you know, he has the list of the Super Bowl favorites, right? And the Chiefs are number one at 5-1, Tampa Bay 9-1. So then you start looking at the, all right, who's got the good value that makes sense? And I think the Cowboys are going to be really good this year.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, really good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm terrified that they might make a run this year.
Maybe.
And I think it might just be
Rams could be good.
Yeah. But I don't care about the Rams. I mean, I hate McVay, you know that. But if...
My point is, the Cowboys could easily... I think the Cowboys will win a division, although Washington's good, too.
Yeah, but if they fix the Prescott thing, I think they focus on the defense in free agency in the draft this year. Like, if you're the Cowboys, your three plans of attack are re-sign Dak Prescott, find free agents for your defense, and draft players for the defense that's going to help you out right away. And I got they're 25-1 to win the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah.
I got this weird feeling. I don't know if they win it, but
all right.
We can hear a lot of Cowboys love this year.
Hey, by the way.
And I hate it.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't. The Eagles are going to be such dreck next year.
Yeah, but that's going to make it worse.
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
If the Eagles are bottom dwellers and the Cowboys are 12-4 making a run through the playoffs.
I mean, we'll have to hear it twice next year. When the Cowboys bury the Eagles two times.
Well, yeah.
But, you know, that'll
be
that.
And then they're making a run through the playoffs.
Doesn't matter.
Dude.
They're not going to win.
I can't go, doesn't matter. It's going to crush me.
I don't think it matters.
I'm already crushed by these Eagles. And I think the Cowboys are going to be pretty damn good this year.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Cowboys will be good.
And I was one of the things I thought about this morning, and it makes me sick, man.
But here's the thing. If they're bad... for a number of years. Like, I think they're going to be bad for a while. What does it matter?
Pouring salt in the wounds. But a lot of salt. More like acid.
I don't know.
Yeah, so that was... I had a pretty rough morning. I was getting shot at in my dreams, and then the real nightmare hit when I woke up.
I don't know, brother. I don't know, man. I don't think so. I don't think it's as big a... My biggest lament is not the Cowboys... being better than the Eagles. It's the Eagles being dreck.
Yeah, but if this happened at the same time, dude, I don't know. I don't know if I can go. Meh.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.